if one were to take one takeaway, it's understand your context, understand human beings. The complexity, coherent, strategic angle is very much different from the old view, in that the old view tends to be that organizations can be treated as machines, whereas the complexity-based view is that organizations should be treated as ecosystems. And within that, we need to understand not just the financial and strategic sides, but actually evolutionary psychology and so on. When we're talking about experimentation, a lot of the time, people tend to say things like, we want to have a culture that allows for failure. And that's fine. It's just, how do you do that in practice? We usually have managers who won't accept failure. And also, if we understand human beings, we understand that if you're telling people to talk about their failures, to celebrate their failures, people will game that. So basically, they will go, yes, well, my failure, actually, it's kind of like when we have job interviews and they ask you, okay, what's your biggest weakness? And people go, oh, I'm too good at my job, or something like that, right? If you tell people to celebrate their failures, then basically people are going to do the same thing. What you should do is run safe to fail experiments and allow failures to exist within reason. So you need to understand that based on your overall risk profile as an organization, because if 99% of your experiments are failing, then that's just not financially viable, which is also a point that I raised when I recently wrote a critique of Mark Pritchard of Procter & Gamble, when he said that his marketer should treat Procter & Gamble as if it were a startup. The problem is that if 95 to 97% of startups fail, you can't have that failure rate within an organization. It's just not financially viable. So we need to encourage experimentation. We need to be able to run safe to fail experiments, but they need to be safe to fail. In other words, you cannot invest that much money or that much risk into something that you cannot afford to lose. As long as we do that and we see people as people, we'll be fine.